Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Emmett, oh man, it's good to have you back.
Well, Mike, good seeing you.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's just an honor to have you and all you've done for the Lord with the work that you've been doing. I just appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. So before we begin, I wonder if you could tell us something you're especially grateful for in your life right now.
I got to tell you, genuinely, with all my heart, I am most thankful for you, Mike Tate, and what you did for me and our board and taking us through the paces last year of articulating and simplifying and clarifying our mission statement, but really giving me the assessment of the Berkman test and your counseling and consulting has targeted me and focused my life just more beautifully than ever before. And because of you, I'm in the saddle full-time as a full-time creative, doing what I love to do and doing what I was born to do. Oh. So I am so thankful for you, Mike Tate.
Well, Emmett, thanks so much. You read that just like I wrote thanks.
That just flowed right out of my heart. I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Anyway, Emmett, tell us, I know you've met so many people over your lifetime who have made a big difference. Who's that other small-time leader you'd like to tell us about today?
His name is Art Williams. And when I was working my way through graduate school, I was on the assembly line for General Motors, trying to make ends meet, and a friend of a friend introduced me to the buy term and invest a difference concept that was A.O. Williams at that time, which then became Primerica, which is a term life insurance company. And I attended a number of different events and speeches from Art Williams, but the thing that he impacted me most on was the fact that I was a former athlete all through my childhood, high school and college, and he was a football coach. And he talked about the nature of total commitment. And he said, most people go through three stages. And the first stage you call the lion stage, where you're not telling the truth.
Oh, you're lying to yourself. Oh,
you're lying to yourself.
Got it.
Because you're saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But it's all talk and there's not a whole lot of action behind it. And then as the price goes up on what you're trying to achieve, you either quit or you go to that next level. And then without getting into a lot of detail, you finally get to that third level, which he calls the total commitment stage, where you say, look, I'm going to do this no matter what. I'm going to be totally committed, do whatever it takes. I'm going to make it happen no matter how long it takes or what I have to do to achieve it. And then he says, once you reach the total commitment moment inside your heart, he said, it's only then and after you get killed a million times after you make the total commitment that you really see that you've got the internal fortitude to stay the course and pay the price and push through and overcome every obstacle. And so that has stood by me my entire vocational career life, including my marriage and family, actually.
Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. So did he say how many people make it to the third stage in his experience? Do you remember that?
Yes, he was very clear about that. He said only 1-2% of the population will get to that stage. Hmm. He said at least 98% of the people in any category, in any vocational realm, come up with that level of commitment.
Why is that? Did he have reasons around why he thought that was, or that's just his observation?
He just said, you really didn't, he said, circumstances will reveal that you really don't believe what you're talking about.
Okay.
And so most of us, and I think your business bears witness to this as well, that most people are in a job they hate and are not doing what they love.
Right.
And so it takes a fight to actually articulate what you're going to commit to and then stick with it and love it more than the money or the other things. That you got to really love what you're doing.
Right.
In order to, some people said, do what you love and the money will follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So finding that thing, that passion, you know, I hear a lot about passion and people kind of think passion is pleasure, but it, you know, you don't follow your heart. It's, you don't get a, I don't find many people that find their passion sitting on a beach or, you know, sitting in a mountaintop. It's in the grind of doing things. That's, you know, passion, right. Passion is pain.
Yes.
Passion, you think about the passion of Christ, especially the pain of that. And so, So your passion for Honey Word just kept you going through all these years where you really weren't able to use all the gifts you had in it, but you stuck with it.
Yes. It was the core passion of making God's word click in our mind, stick in our heart through a picture that kept me going all these years. That's my core passion. But so I was able to put up with a lot of things that were not my passion in order to stay focused on my passion.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I first met you and you guys came in my office that day, and I get a lot of calls from nonprofits who want me to do something for free. And I think I told you, I don't discount my rates. I'll either charge my full one or I'll give it to you free.
That's
right. I remember sitting there looking in the image and hearing him and feeling what you're describing, that passion, that certainty that things, this could change the world. And I remember sitting there going, said a little prayer and went, I need to be a part of this. And it was one of the best decisions I ever made. I just is honored to know you and work with you and your board. And the main, Williams, going back to him, he taught you about the three stages that we all start that first one kind of like, we'd call that awareness. A lot of times I kind of think I want to do that. And then the second stage where it starts getting, as Peter Drucker says, all great plans soon degenerate into work. So,
and,
And so you had, then the third one is where you kind of find your heart. And that's a rare thing. It's a rare thing to find. So how's this? I know this has helped you a lot. What would you recommend to people who are listening today is to take from this little talk that you've given us here, Emmett? What would be some words you'd like to leave people with?
It's essential to understand what your core wiring is that God wired into you at conception. And it's not something that's an automatic thing, but too many of us, including me in the early stages of my career, we looked outward to try to find our heart and our place in life, when the whole goal is to look inward to the knitting, to the internal wiring, to the image of God within that's highly specific, just like that fingerprint of mine. It's never happened in the history of the world. And even if 100 billion people live in the future, that fingerprint of mine will never be duplicated. In the same way, our gifting is completely unique, and it's the nuances of our gifting that give us the pleasure out of our work.
So Emmett, man, thanks so much for being with us, telling us that story, inspiring us all to look inside for what God put in us and try to use that in some way to enjoy our life and honor him at the same time. I think that's what I'm hearing you saying.
Yes.
Thanks again for so much for being with us, Emmett. I hope to see you again real soon. I know I will.
Thanks so much, Mike. It's great seeing you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.